The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday is upon us. Yourself.
That's horrible.
I'm wild up.
4/11/16. That doesn't sound too good either. Slash. No. It's 4-11-16.
How about dot? Might that sounds be so much more friendly.
4.11.16. Okay, we got it. So, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. This list that we produce every week, the top 10 talk topics, seems like 5 seconds ago I did that program, but it was last Friday, and then over the weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show airs on a lot of these same stations with an overview of the top 10 talk topics on the news talk radio stations around the country, of which we are a large part. So let's see what shook people down to their core, because we list the top 10 in order. The way that the research is done, Talker says the number one issue last week in discussion on news talk stations was the presidential race. For our listeners, the number one issue that got their attention was the focus on illegal immigration, all the stories that are ancillary to the presidential campaign, and not only discussion in our country, but discussion in other countries where there is a huge problem with legal and illegal immigration. So that was something that 21% said was the most important. And then the American Idol finale came in at 16%. 15% agreed with me. I thought the Panama Papers was the big story of the week last week. For me, anyway. It rocked my bell more than anything else. Let's see, what other issues do we have there? Did well in terms of coverage or conversation. Beginning of the baseball season excited a lot of people. And then everything else sort of trickled in, the 4 or 5% interest rate. I was surprised there wasn't more interest in the NCAA basketball championship. That only came in at 5%. But at any rate.
Yeah, it was. But by the time we hit Friday, it was over.
It was a week out. So. Right. Yeah. All right, so of that list, Richie, which one do you think was most, what was most important to you? What affected your life more than any other?
Affected my life. You know what? I'm excited about baseball. Mm-hmm. I think the Panama Papers is a big story. Did it affect me? I don't think so, but I think that was the most interesting story to me. But seeing Bryce Harper hit a couple of dingers the last couple of games, I like it.
All right, what about you, Victoria?
I think one of the stories that only came in at 5%, the religious freedom laws, I think that's going to be a bigger story as we go on in the next few weeks. And I think when you have people like Bruce Springsteen canceling shows, now Bryan Adams is canceling shows in Mississippi because of these religious freedom laws, I think it's going to have a snowball effect. So next week, I'd be interested to see what the percentage is.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that they're called religious freedom laws, and they aren't quite about freedom. It would seem, well, freedom of choice, I suppose, as part of it. But, and then people refer to all of us as northern liberals because we don't happen to agree with them. I'm far from that, but I am somebody who believes in one's right to choose for himself or herself. It's none of my business. If you watched 60 Minutes last night, there were two important stories, I thought. One of them had to do with a youngster who is now a Harvard student on the swim team, went through high school as a girl, went to college as a boy, and has now the tip here on this story was that he was given a scholarship as a she to Harvard to be on the female swimming team at Harvard. And by the time she got to Harvard, she was a he. And so they put him on the Harvard men's team. This woman swimmer won every meet that she was ever in and thus got the scholarship. But when he got to Harvard, well, when he got to Harvard and got on to the men's team, he was at the end of the line, didn't do as well at all. But yet it was there was that story and maybe a moral question about should this person have gotten the money as a woman to swim on the women's team and then converted to being a man and then has the scholarship but yet can't really compete as a man, but went through all the sort of gory, had a mastectomy, did not have any breasts, you could see the scars. I mean, all of that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's so deceitful.
Kind of.
Transitioning is a long process. This is not something that this person just woke up and decided to, you know, switch genders.
No,
so that is incredibly...
Like girls when he was junior high school. And when he was a girl. She liked girls in junior high and high school.
Right, but I'm saying the entire the surgeries and the therapy and everything, the hormones, all of that, I mean, that's not an overnight thing. She obviously knew she was accepting a scholarship under false pretense. It should be revoked.
I think that's something that would be...
This has nothing to do with a transgender issue. This is just, I mean, like lying on any type of entrance exam or scholarship.
Yeah. What did you start to say, Richie?
This is just such a confusing issue. What do you do? What do you do?
Right.
You know?
As parents, by the way, were part of the interview on 60 Minutes, and were very supportive, and I guess if you love your child, you don't make any difference whether they're male or female, or one, you know, thinks at the beginning you're a male and then you want to be a female, or vice versa. One of the things that comes to mind is that Bradley Manning, who became Chelsea Manning,
that we paid for.
Well, yeah, that was the issue for me.
Right.
I don't give a damn what he or she wants to be sexually, but why should I, as a taxpayer, have to pay for him to have the conversion? I think that was really outrageous, but yet it was something that happened, and people thought, you know, what we do is we lose sight of what the real issue is. I think often Victoria had the real issue there, and it isn't. But with some people who are in these southern states, they get themselves all worked up about different sexual matters that are none of their business, really, and don't affect anybody in the country. So whatever. I mean, when people say I always tag this stuff with a question. When you look in the mirror and you say, I don't believe in male, I don't believe in gay marriage because it ruins my marriage. How does it ruin your marriage? I don't get that. I never got that. I don't get the thinking. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, food for thought, 13 and change past the hour here on Monday. Good day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My pillow doesn't go flat, it doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one My Pillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Hey, sold 17 at the hour. So the Masters golf tourney yesterday saw a disappointment for those of you who supported the winner last year.
Jordan Spieth, yeah.
Okay, so the green jacket. I used to have a green blazer. Richie, you ever have a green blazer?
Yeah, yours doesn't have. Yeah, I've never had a green blazer, and I certainly never had one with the patch on the front. That
I remember my father was in the clothing business. I had every color blazer you could imagine.
How many plaid blazers did
I
you
had
have?
Plaid blazers.
Yeah.
I had mauve blazers. I had gray ones and navy ones and green ones and red ones. And
hey, if you want to see a picture of me in a plaid blazer, go to my Facebook page, Rich McFadden, Facebook, Rich McFadden. And there's a picture of me and my brothers when we were little kids, and I had this blue and black plaid blazer on. That thing is hot.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Victoria, hold yourself in.
Speaking of hot, Bernie Sanders went to the hottest play in New York. The play is Hamilton. We've talked a little about it here. He was campaigning in Brooklyn. He and his wife got tickets for $167 each because they are dignitaries. So they set aside seats for dignitaries, $167. I don't know why people need to know that. I don't guess it makes much difference. I don't care what they paid for them. I just think it's interesting that they went to see a play. You don't think about it. It's funny. We put politicians and celebrities into this. It's sort of like when you first discover when you're in elementary school that your teacher can go to the bathroom. It's one of those things, you know, how, my God, I just saw Miss Quirk going to the bathroom. You think she actually goes to the bathroom?
Right.
Or it's even more frightening when you run into your teacher outside of school somewhere.
Oh, my God,
see that they have a social life.
Shopping for groceries and they just picked up a box of Cheerios? My God,
right.
No.
I don't know why that freaks kids out so much, but it does.
Well, but this kind
of our neighborhood. No, a lot of our teachers live in our neighborhood, so our kids are like, oh, my God, look at that.
Yeah. They're actually human beings.
They eat dinner.
So Bernie Sanders and went to see, apparently Hillary beat him to it, though. She saw the show last December when it was off-Broadway. So, Rudy Giuliani endorsed Donald Trump. I didn't know there was any big surprise to that. Anybody think that was a surprise?
I was a little bit taken back. I don't know why.
What do you think? He was going to endorse Cruz?
No.
He knows that Cruz is a loser, so he's not going to.
I just didn't think that they liked each other, so I was a little surprised on a personal level.
Well, I think that what happens
in those circumstances
doesn't make any difference. There's a political expediency. Giuliani is very astute politically, so he must figure that Trump is going to go someplace other than, you know, back to his gold-laced apartment in New York. So I'm thinking there's always a political sort of maneuvering as things come down the pike. Giuliani ran for president. I thought he was, he was an okay mayor, but when he fired Bill, the police commissioner,
Bill Bratton.
Because Bratton was getting more press than he was.
He cleaned New York up.
Oh, man, did he. They both were cleaning it up, but it was really Bratton who was cleaning it up more than Giuliani, but he wanted all the credit. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now 23 at the hour. Monday brings us back around to Saturday. How does it do that? Well, because during this portion of this hour, a lot of focus on some of the fun television moments. Most people think SNL's Weekend Update is funny. I think sometimes I think it is, sometimes it isn't. Let's see what we find out here with a joke about the poll asking women what they think of Donald Trump.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 70% of women have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump, while the other 30% have no view at all because they were pepper sprayed at one of his rallies.
All right. Weekend Update joking about Bernie Sanders here.
Bernie Sanders was criticized after he inaccurately said that people riding the New York City subway still use tokens. But in fairness, Bernie actually does still use tokens in his campaign.
Could have seen that coming a mile away.
The joke about Hillary and Ted Cruz. Also.
While campaigning in New York, Hillary Clinton rode the subway one stop. Not to be outdone, Ted Cruz dragged a slice of pizza down the steps with his teeth.
And now a joke about Bill Clinton from Weekend Update.
Bill Clinton was criticized this week for snapping at Black Lives Matter protesters at a Clinton rally in Philadelphia. And I understand where Bill's coming from. I mean, he's defending his wife. It doesn't matter how wrong she is, because Bill knows he's still got to take his black home. And if anybody should support their wife, it's Bill Clinton. As much as Hillary is put up with, she should be able to fist fight a black baby on BET, and Bill better say, I'll support that woman.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres, couple of slices from her program. First, she jokes about how people are slobs when they travel.
What happened to flying? People used to get dressed up. Ladies wore gloves. Men wore ties. The cabin was filled with beautiful clouds of smoke. It was glamorous. And now, it's not like that anymore. There should be rules that people must follow on airplanes. I would call it stop being monsters. And I've tried to stop this before. Apparently, people are still taking their shoes off on airplanes. You know, it's like the old saying goes, if the shoe fits, wear it. And keep it on for the duration of the flight. If I had to list body parts I don't want to see on a plane, feet would be easily number three. So please, if you're traveling on a plane or a train or a boat or across a moat, don't be gross.
Yeah, I agree. I cannot stand it when people
dirty,
take their...
smelly.
Yeah.
All right, here's Ellen talking about the Mississippi religious freedom legislation.
What I really want to talk about today is what happened this week in Mississippi. I don't know what Mr. Sippy is doing, but I'm very worried about Mississippi. If you don't know, the governor of the state signed a religious freedom bill, which might sound good because the word freedom is in it. But under the law, if you say for religious reasons, you can deny gay people marriage, adoption, and foster care services, fire or refuse to employ them, and decline to rent or sell them property. I'm not a political person. I'm really not. But this is not politics. This is human rights. And when I see something wrong, I have to talk about it. It's the same thing that I do when I see men wearing spandex in line at Starbucks. It's wrong, and I need to discuss it.
Huh. All right. James Corden had Jennifer Hudson on his program last Friday. Since they couldn't afford the rights to sing current songs, they sang duets. Listen to this.
I love singing well-known songs. Right, I do. And if there's one thing CBS doesn't love, it's me spending money on the rights to those songs. So tonight, we're presenting a medley of some of the hottest public domain songs around.
Jennifer, you have sung some big hits in your time. You've won Grammys. But what you really love doing is you really love singing public domain songs. Am I right?
I love singing public domain songs. I love to take a bath, light some candles, and I like to skip to my loo.
Skip to my loo? Let's do it.
Woo! Skip to my loo.
That karaoke car stuff we're recording is pretty good. 28 after on Good Day.
We could all become a little more compassionate. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard that a long time ago, a group of men who had leprosy came to the master to follow the Zen way. The master welcomed these men into his temple and even washed and shaved their heads with his own hands. Now, it happened that a wealthy man who had donated the temple to the master was walking by, and he was just appalled and revolted by what he saw. At once, he brought the master a bucket to wash his hands. But the master refused, saying, "Your disgust is much filthier than their sores." Is there a group of people who disgust you? What makes them disgusting? Their actions, their words, their beliefs? I wonder if our disgust with others contributes to making things better or not. Maybe it does, but then again, maybe it doesn't. For help working on your compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It's a good day to get gone.
1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Got that figured out? This is the Good Day program with your math genius Doug Steffen at the helm. My friends are here. And that would be Victoria. I was going to say Victoria Hastert. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Nice. Nice. Okay, for Victoria Keelan is here with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls. I have listener Jack sent me a list of oxymorons that I thought would be a good way to clear the air before we get ourselves into several serious issues. So I'll pass these along. These are from stories. The report is, for example, baby found missing. So, found missing, how do you put those two together, right? And all the stories that you see about resident aliens, that doesn't quite fit, does it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that is weird, yeah.
This is a genuine imitation.
It's like permanent press.
Exactly. Permanent iron. Yes, right. Almost exactly. I like that. Hmm? A sanitary landfill. How does that? How does that work? Right? Legally drunk. Huh. The night of the living dead. They put that together. A small crowd. That would be oxymoronic, right? Soft rock. Yes, no?
Soft rock. Yes.
A new classic. This expression, now then, now then, taped live before a studio audience.
That always gets me. Yeah. I don't even understand that.
Exactly. Let's see here. Plastic glasses.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
It seems, yeah, right. Let's see here. Definitely maybe.
Yeah.
Pretty ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Working vacation. All right, anyway, just a little food for thought. Speaking of working, when you go to the polls, do you expect your vote to count? I know I do. But what you're learning about the product, one of the really good things about the and the adventure here as a News Talk radio program, this is, I don't take the same approach that other hosts do that are on later in the day, because I don't think politics is what people want to listen to much during the morning, or at least in the company of folks who don't have this as a priority. I like to have a broader audience. Hard not to talk about politics, however, with what's going on. But this is not political. Although I think that how your vote gets played or used may be political. Let's think about this for just a second. As we're having the New York primary, a number of other primaries as we keep moving along. Good thing this year is that all the primaries count, which I think is refreshing, because for many years they haven't counted. Anyway, the Federal Election Assistance Commission, which was formed to make casting ballots easier, is also supposed to encourage people, but they have not been, because, and this is a very subtle thing, but yet if you look back over the last week, the last month actually, when pretty much every time there has been a primary election, there has been a problem at polls in various jurisdictions. And so, especially in Florida, because they've had so much trouble over the years in Florida, I don't even begin to understand how those of you who live in Florida put up with this. This is your tax dollars. This state has had nothing but trouble, and they still can't get it right. What do these people do that run these election commissions between voting every year? There's a local or a state or a national election, so they got all year
they
to
take cash
out
of the table. That's what they do, apparently.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that's part of what's going on here. So if you're an ordinary voter, there are a couple of different problems. One of them is that your vote is, if you don't get into line, you're subject, you know, way before the polls are supposed to be closed, you're subject to discrimination there. And I don't know how people get away with it. I would just, I would sit down in the, I'd get into the voting booth or into the facility, and I'd just sit down. The police have to drag me away. News media would be all over it. So at least you could call attention to how scurrilous and how really, not quirky, but just illegitimate this process is, corrupt. But then there's the system that isn't corrupt, but yet it is, that is a part of the law, how your vote goes to select a delegate, or goes to select a person, I think of the caucuses, maybe that's the best example of how it's really done in Americana, because you count, but still, your vote goes to how many different delegates there are, right? So it could be that your vote doesn't really count one-on-one, because you're choosing the delegates to go to the convention to vote for somebody. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't think that's fair. I don't
except
think
except for the superdelegates who are somehow chosen.
Right.
By from the higher,
by who they know.
From the higher ups who they really get the say.
Yeah. Right. So then your vote really doesn't count. That's the point I'm trying to make. I hope I didn't make it too awkward. Your vote doesn't count. There should be none of this political shenanigans, not only in the primary but the election. There should be no electoral college. It's not state after state. It's your vote, how many votes the person gets across the jurisdiction. So if I'm running for town meeting in my district and I get 118 votes, and that's more than anybody else, then I get elected to like 400 people in my precinct that would vote normally. And 118 vote for me. Okay, so there's no middleman involved. I don't even have any proxy. And then when it comes to statewide, I vote for the governor. I vote for the state rep. I vote for those people. There's nobody in the way. My vote counts and is added with everybody across the state or across the jurisdiction. But when you get to national politics, votes worth squat because of how corrupt the system is. How they gerrymander things, how they, you've seen all kinds of stuff going on this year, trying to engineer places in time of the election so a Republican is assured of winning in this district and a Democrat is assured of winning over here in that district. Well, how the hell does your vote really count in that circumstance? And then it gets worse because you go to the polls and you vote for certain people, and then those people are supposed to vote at the Electoral College on your behalf. But that's not one man, one vote, by any stretch of the imagination. It's so off from that. And so now people are beginning to get wise to it. I don't know why, but, you know, we haven't taught civics in school for so long. People just sort of fell out. Did you understand when you went to, did you have civics, Victoria, when you went to school?
No, not really. And I actually completely agree with what you're saying, and I work with an organization called fairvote.org, and
really?
they are one of the largest, if not the largest, voter advocacy groups in America, and they're actually sponsoring a bill for a national public vote for when it comes, where it would be exactly what you're describing, cut
get
out
rid
the
of the electoral college, get rid
yep,
of all
get
this
rid
stuff.
Of it. And
I want my vote to count.
Right, everyone does, and and you would it would be really interesting to see what would happen if we actually had everybody got to vote and everyone's
a
vote
a one-to-one vote. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I don't know if this bill will ever pass, but well, we're working towards it at least.
But it's from the get-go, Doug and Victoria, it's so manipulated.
Yeah,
from,
completely.
I mean, look at it right now. I'm sitting here on the wiki page for superdelegates looking at the superdelegates. They're all insiders. They're all going for Hillary Clinton. And you just think, before we even get to vote in the primaries, they've already manipulated us with voter ID laws, with you know, jurisdiction laws, with the superdelegates. You, I mean, from the get-go, you don't even get really a say, you know, even as to who you choose in the primaries.
There's so many crazy things that go
on.
There's
10 ways that they have to manipulate your vote.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you look at that, and you look at the other inconsistencies. I'm going to go from electoral indiscretion, if you will, to just government indiscretion or foolishness. This week you're going to hear a lot in the news media about what's permitted under the FCC indecency rules. There are a couple of hearings that are being held in Washington this week because there are a lot of people complaining about what's on cable TV. Some of these parents group, some of these other phony baloney advocacy groups whose only reason for being is to give the guy who runs it a paycheck. But having said that, they make enough noise. So the question comes up this week, is there anything that you can't say on TV anymore? And the answer is yes, you can't say certain things on broadcast TV because that's regulated by the FCC. But if you're on cable or HBO, I mean HBO or any of those, I guess that would be considered cable. But then even some of the other like Fox, the Fox channel, not Fox channel.
FX.
FX, thank you.
Yeah.
You can get away with stuff there.
A lot of stuff.
Or TNT or USA or TBS. You can say a lot of stuff there. You can't say on broadcast TV. Why? What the heck is the difference?
Well,
it's
even
like
broadcast
radio.
TV has come a little bit further, though, because there are certain words, and I will not repeat them, but there are some words that I've heard where I kind of, even I've kind of gone, oh, wow, they can get away with that.
Stay with it.
I mean, the bottom line is the airwaves.
But on cable, like you're saying, it is a lot. There are a lot of swear words that are completely allowed now.
But the airwaves are public property, basically. They are owned by the public. We own the airwaves because they are owned by the government. Mm-hmm. Whereas cable, it's a line that a private company digs and buries in your yard, and they own it, and you pay to use it.
Right. So you pay to hear people swear.
And anybody has access to the public airwaves. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's an example. The reason I bring it up is because it's such an example of how silly this stuff is for most people. And as millennials come along, people of Victoria's age, you don't know, from nothing, you turn, because you're not using a regular television set anyway. You're going to your computer and you're picking Netflix or Amazon or whatever. What are some of the other services besides Netflix?
Hulu is another big one.
Hulu is good, right?
I just paid for Hulu for 3 months to watch 11/22/63.
What's that?
That's that Stephen King book made into a movie about the assassination of JFK.
Oh, okay.
How a guy goes back in time.
By the way,
there
is, so that's an interesting imaginative. How would the world be different if JFK had lived?
Not good. At least as it's portrayed in this movie.
Portrayed that.
It didn't turn out good,
yeah. All right. So last night on 60 Minutes, there was a focus on the 28 pages. Richie, I'd asked earlier, Victoria, wasn't familiar with him. Do you know what the 28 pages are?
No.
March 68.
This is good stuff here.
If you go to the CBS site, well, let me just give you a quick 30, 40 second, maybe a minute overview of them. The 28 pages which have yet to be published, the last 28 pages of the 9/11 report, which basically pinpoints Saudi Arabia as completely funding, completely behind, completely responsible for September 11th. Never mind that we have, of the hijackers, there were, 30 altogether, 31, 32, or something, 20, I don't know, 20.
No, I think it was 20.
28 of them, 21 were Saudis. All right, so there's clue number one. But the stories that are being leaked bring you around to understanding how the first of the hijackers came to America through LAX. They couldn't speak a lick of English. They were Saudis. They came and they got connected with somebody in San Diego who had other connections in local mosques. They got phony IDs. They got to learn how to fly planes. They got to do all kinds of. They still couldn't speak any English. They were given. They could. They got a hold of anything and everything they needed to pull this off. And the 28 pages goes into the consort of wealthy Saudis and certain Saudi officials who were behind this. So in the report itself, the 9/11 report, George Bush made sure that the Saudis. The upper level, it says in the sentence, the upper level Saudi officials and upper level this, that, and the other were not responsible. Okay, so from that, you deduce that lower level people were. But in order to make it, the Saudis felt exonerated, or at least it was done because the Bush family connections in Saudi Arabia were such, and still are, that, you know, they can do no wrong. We have great friends in the Saudi Arabia. We don't have any friends. They're a bunch of creeps. The Saudis are not our friends. They were responsible for September 11th. And how many times, Richie, did we talk about that on the air here after the fact?
All the
fact
time.
That George Bush made sure that all the Saudis that were in the schools around September, around the square in New York City, whatever, I forget, in that whole district down there, a couple of private schools where a lot of Saudi kids were going to school, they put them on an airplane the day before and got them out of there, all that kind of stuff. Well, the 28 pages, which now all the people associated with the 9/11 report want released, but now they're still, the FBI has them locked because of political pressure from the Bushes and other people that don't want to embarrass the Saudis. I mean, these people are rats. And if you haven't looked into it or you don't know the story, I think probably go to the CBS website and you can see it.
Yep, it's right there. Here. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
And did you read it? Did you see what they're...
I'm skimming through and it's... Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a friend who's a big conspiracy theorist when it comes to 9/11 stuff and... Yeah. I've heard every theory from, you know, the planes didn't have anyone on them and they were, you know, they were just basically flying, you know, with drones. I mean, there's so many different theories out there, but it is interesting. Why won't they release the 28 pages?
Yeah.
Is
thank
it
you.
Just, you know, what's there?
It's political. All right, Richie, I didn't break it, did I?
You did not.
I better. 49 after on good day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Superbeets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
At the hour, this is the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time, and we are going to have some precious moments and quality time with Richard Schemmel, who is an expert on the trends in technology. We have a story that's running, and actually a lot of people are paying attention to it at DougSteffen.com. What's new there? Facebook doing everything it could or can to address shady dress retailers. So what does that mean? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NFIP for 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, 55 after the hour here on Good Day. Richard Schemmel focusing with us on what Facebook is going to do to address these people that are selling dresses. But I wouldn't have thought it was just dresses. I would think it would be men's furnishings as well as women's furnishings. I don't mean furnishings. I shouldn't put it that way. I'm clothing. Let's talk about clothing. So the BuzzFeed story on this, you used to work for BuzzFeed. What basically is their concern?
Richard. Their concern is you're not getting what you're seeing on Facebook. It's almost like a pseudo bait and switch. The pictures are better than what you receive.
But that's not Facebook's fault because I'm suggesting Facebook's not the one making or selling. They're just acting as a middleman, as a promotion. You go online to the store. You go to, let's say, Needless Markup's website. The Facebook page for Needless Markup, and you see a dress there and... So are they the ones who are not sending you what you think you're supposed to get? I don't understand why the shot is at Facebook.
Because they're the provider, like you said. They're the middleman.
They're the middleman. So why are they responsible for what Needless Markup is selling?
Because what they want to do, they want to protect the consumers.
Who does? Facebook.
Facebook does. It's like Amazon. If you don't, you know, Amazon will pull you down if you don't sell the products correctly or if they're not the correct.
Oh, okay.
Product.
So they're just addressing quality control that
correct.
They haven't addressed before.
Correct.
Is that it? Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
A poll at DougStefan.com today asks whether you've ever bought clothing from a store or seller that has a Facebook page. A, yes, and it was a great experience. B, yes, it was a terrible experience. C, not yet, but I've considered it. D, no. That seems like a bad idea. I didn't know people sold clothing on Facebook. You can buy anything on Facebook, like Amazon. They compete with Amazon in the individual sales of used stuff as well on Facebook? Or is that Amazon, basically, is it their purview?
Doug, I would never buy anything from Facebook. I would go to Amazon or a Target or something like that. I don't understand how people use Facebook ads to buy clothing. It's just beyond me.
Yeah. The FCC is considering nutrition labels. This sounds like something right up my alley. I'm always talking about this. But broadband, is that the same issue as we've had before Congress to identify GMO or non-GMO foods? What's the issue here?
The issue is you're not getting what you're paying for from broadband services, whether it's Charter or Comcast or Time Warner. They want a label, per se, or put the labels online on what you're exactly supposed to receive when you get that broadband service.
So this looks like the same issue Facebook has. There's a lot of misrepresentation all over the place, it sounds like to me, on social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so that's something with the old buyer beware stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think that's, wow. Think about that as you're buying things online, folks, or through Facebook especially. 59 after. Richard, thank you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.